It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. One closely watched U.S. Senate race on this election day is in Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Cory Gardner has long been considered one of the most endangered Senate Republicans. In his final pitch to voters, he's stressing his bipartisan credentials and legislative accomplishments. Democrat John Hickenlooper also touted his ability to work across the aisle in the closing days of the campaign while attacking Gardner's support of President Donald Trump. The winner of this race could help decide which party controls the Senate and the outcome of a number of important issues facing Congress next session, including additional coronavirus relief funds and health care. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Senator Gardner joined Republican congressional candidate Lauren Boebert at rallies across the Western Slope Monday. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
The pair went to Montrose, Delta, Grand Junction, and Rifle, where both have strong support. Boebert's in a tight race in the 3rd Congressional District against Democrat Diane Mitch Bush. Boebert has criticized Mitch Bush for holding virtual campaign events and initially announced she would have an in-person watch party election night at a Grand Junction restaurant. Boebert's campaign says the gathering has been scaled down and moved due to COVID-19. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The number of Coloradans who've caught COVID-19 keeps rising into territory that public health officials consider worrisome. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
On Monday, Colorado documented 755 people in the hospital due to the virus. That's a major jump, up nearly 70 from the day before and up nearly 250 in a week. Dr. John Hammer, an infectious disease specialist at Denver's Rose Medical Center, says social distancing and wearing a mask are as important as ever.
It's very disheartening. I think that we expected a rise in the winter when people started to have to be indoors more with more potential for exposure, but I didn't expect to see it quite this early.
The daily positivity rate blew past 10%, a figure not seen since late spring. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
COVID cases are up in Mesa County in western Colorado. It was one of the first counties to reopen its economy, but this past weekend, Mesa County saw its highest daily number of cases, 118. This is CPR News.